You're listening to the Youth Critic Podcast on KHZ Network. Find us on Facebook at DecibelUNG Radio and find us on Twitter at DecibelUNG. If you like this episode, please leave a like and comment on our iTunes page at KHZ Network. And now for the podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Youth Critic Podcast. I'm your host, Kel Smith. So today, actually this whole week, we are doing some things differently. Yes, we're going to have a YC episode coming out either tonight or tomorrow. But we are doing a series of interviews with filmmakers at the Atlanta Film Festival who have films premiering and showing there. First off, we'll have a link to the festival and their virtual catalog, all of that stuff in the description below. And second of all, I am excited to share these interviews. These are some incredible films. The festival is showcasing this week, and these filmmakers have some really fun and also some really deep and really educational, informative films at this year's festival. Again, it's, you know, it's the Atlanta Film Festival, so what could you expect? For this episode, though, we are doing an interview with Morgan O'Sullivan, the producer and actor of Frankie. And then on top of that, we have also the writer and director of Frankie, James Couts. I hope you guys really enjoy this interview, and please check out Frankie. It's available right now on the Atlanta Film Festival's virtual catalog. Again, the link is in the description below. And I believe you can still see it sometime this week. Again, I'll put a link in the description below. Thanks, everyone, and please enjoy the interview. Hello, everyone. This is the Frankie interview for the Youth Critic Podcast. Do you mind introducing yourselves?
Sure. Hi, I'm James Couts. I'm the writer director of Frankie.
And I'm Morgan O'Sullivan, and I play Frankie, and I'm also a producer on the film, and my pronouns are they, them.
Awesome. Awesome. So starting with the easiest question, how did this project come about?
Never the easiest question. You know, I kind of set out to start making films a couple of years ago. This is my very first film. It really kind of started as a story about a person who, I guess I wanted to explore someone who was looking to kind of be their authentic self, to really claim space as who they really were in the face of debilitating codependency. And it just kind of happened to coincide at the same time in our life, in our creative relationship and personal relationship, where Morgan was coming out as transgender and non-binary. And we found kind of a lot of similarities with what I was experiencing in my own codependent recovery rooms. And it just became this really potent little film about being seen on one's own terms.
Right. Nice. Because that was the interesting part of this film, is this character going in and we're seeing their journey of breaking free of that in this this 12-step meeting or codependency meeting. And that was for me like what I was in love with the setting. And then my next question, I guess, is like, why choose that setting then? Why choose that setting for this particular story?
Well, I could speak to that a little bit, and then I'd love to hear your thoughts, Morgan. I mean, you know, full disclosure, I've been in an Al-Anon group or a codependency group for years, and it was the first time I'd ever been in a space where men were vulnerable, were truly vulnerable, where cisgender men actually kind of expressed their feelings. And I thought, what an interesting setting to kind of take on masculinity despite kind of gender or how folks identify. And what an interesting kind of complex space to talk about who gets to have a voice and who gets to be seen on their own terms. So it was just a really personal space for me. And I thought it would make a really dramatic kind of setting for the core themes of the film.
Awesome. And for the both of you, how did you get in the headspace of Frankie and that in the, this entire movie? Like the headspace of her, of them in particular.
Well, I guess Frankie for me was very personal. It was the first time I was able to play a trans non-binary character as a trans non-binary person. And it was not that hard to step into the place of someone who is experiencing being misgendered constantly and who feels kind of like they're floating and like there isn't really a space for someone like that. It was very, very much, you know, my first year of coming out really reflected that. So it was actually, I guess, unfortunately, pretty easy to step into Frankie and bring my own personal experience in that way. But luckily, the space we had on set was like a pretty safe space. And so everybody was really awesome about, you know, working to use my pronouns and the pronouns of everybody else on set. And they made it a space where, you know, we could explore some really, really tough territory.
That's amazing, because I think you, in order for this, for the climax to happen, not to get into this, the ending or spoil it, but the reason why it's so compelling is because there what to me there just was that space to explore that, you know, and to have those truths, you know, lay bare. So for me, that was really what was so like compelling about that, and that was just big curious part of mine. My final question is, what is next for Frankie and for you guys? Do you guys have any other projects coming up?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's such an interesting time in the world where, you know, most of us are at home with more time on our hands than I think we've had before. And Morgan and I have definitely been super busy in the last 8-9 months. We've made 2 other shorts. I've written and directed them. Morgan has starred in one of them and then co-directed the third short of our Red Sea Films company. So we've been really busy flexing our creative muscles and learning. And in terms of Frankie, you know, we're still in many ways kind of at the beginning of our festival journey. So we're hoping to kind of continue to keep that rolling between now and the end of the year. And we've actually started kind of co-writing a feature. I think both of these characters, the character of Cam and the character of Frankie, there's a much bigger, deeper story that kind of is living in both of us, I would say.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That is really awesome. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you all so much. And do you have any Instagram or Twitter or any social media you want people to follow or want to say on the show?
Yeah, if you want to follow Frankie on Instagram and just keep up with what happens with our little movie, our handle is just Frankie Short Film, all together, no spaces, lowercase letters. And then you can also check out our website, www.frankieshortfilm.com.
All right. Thank you. Thank you all so much for doing this. And thank you for coming in and doing this interview. Thank you. And everyone, please check out Frankie at the Atlanta Film Festival, either virtual or remind me when it's playing at the festival. Do you remember?
I don't know the exact time, but I know that it is online until at least May 2nd.
Yep.
Right. Okay, Great. All right. Thanks, everyone. We will be back soon for the next interview. Thanks, James and Morgan. Thank you.